Alleluia. Alleluia. There's a song I learned a couple of months ago. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe it's on the songbook. Little by little, and day by day, little by little, in every way, my Jesus is changing me. And as I look upon His face, Jesus is changing me by His grace. My Jesus is changing me. He's changing me. He's changing me. My blessed Savior, I'm not the same old man that I used to be, and though it's long going, yet there is a knowing that one day, like him I would. Do you know the song? Hallelujah. 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 This is the hour of change. And brethren, whether we like it or not, change is taking place. Some for the better, and some for the worse. Our prayer is that our change will be for the better. Hallelujah. After this conference, two things will happen to you. You either be better or worse. Yeah. You know, Paul said, when you gather for the Lord's Supper, gather for fellowship, I pray that you gather for the better and not for the worse. When you hear the word of God and you harden your heart against it, you become worse. Amen. Because they're two-edged swords. Praise the name of the Lord. But we will hear for the better. Shall we bow our heads and pray? Father, we thank you tonight that our gathering is unto you. Lord, we thank you because we come to sanctify this assembly. Unto the Lord shall the gathering of his people be. And so, Lord, we sanctify this assembly. We consecrate this, our gathering today, unto you. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but our confidence is in you. Lord, when Jesus went down to hell, he trusted you that you would raise him up again. Lord, we want to thank you as we assemble tonight. We lift up our eyes and we look unto you. The word says they looked to you and they were lightened. They were no more ashamed. We pray tonight as our eyes look up to you, you will send light to us. Father, we shall be no more confused, no more ashamed, no more bowed down. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray tonight that light will shine in the midst of our darkness. That darkness will not prevail anymore in our lives. The Lord has said, let there be light in the beginning. Shine again in our hearts tonight. To give us the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. As we behold, we are changed from one degree of glory to another. We ask tonight that the righteousness of God might be revealed from faith to faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Move upon our hearts tonight, Lord. Lord, let the stone be rolled away, that the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man. Lord, that we might come up alive again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We ask for an anointing upon our gathering tonight. Anoint us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of our inner man be flooded with light, O God. That we may know the hope of your calling. The riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. And the exceeding greatness of this power that is changing us, my God. Lord, that we might know this power. Lord, we might lay hold upon this power. We might experience it, O God. we might experience change in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, O God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, we thank God for another opportunity to gather together. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, every day, God is bringing us to understand more and more the import and the implications of gathering. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, some gather for the worse. Every time they come to fellowship, they go away worse. Some gathered for what now? The better. But nobody ever remains what now? The same. There are some environments that you need to avoid if you do not want change. Praise the name of the Lord. One of them is here. Praise the name of the Lord. The kind of words that you hear here are words that will not return void. Do you understand that? Every word you hear is a two-edged sword. When he says it will not return void, it means that it can either save you or it does what now? It destroys you. Brethren, are we together? You see, there is a necessity and a need that we come to a point of knowing him with whom we have to what now? To do. This kind of spirit that we are doing business with can be dangerous. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's just like electricity. When it is used rightfully and properly. Do you understand that? Fantastic. But when you touch it in the wrong place, praise the name of the Lord, you will see something different. Amen. I pray that we see God in the right way. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. There is an aspect of God that we need. That we see him and we are changed. We are transformed. And I believe that one of the things that has been strong in the heart of God is to deliver us from a religious, what now, mentality. It is the strongest, one of the strongest instincts in man, religion. And the moment we come into an assembly, we revert to that religious mode. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God has to strip us from that mode. Praise the name of the Lord. So that the words that we hear can be beneficial to us. Amen. We need to hear. Jesus gave us a word. He said that the hour cometh, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man. Praise the name of the Lord. And they that hear will live. They will come alive. Something will happen to them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. They will no longer be the person that they were before. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, that is my prayer. I pray that that is also your prayer. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know if you have been taking stock of the words that have been coming in this meeting. I will advise you to do so. Amen. Amen. Now every word that is spoken to you is recorded in the Chronicles of the King. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand that? You are going to be judged in respect of every word that you have what now? You have heard. There are records in the heavens. When words are spoken, they are recorded. They stand against you. They stand against me. They can also stand for you. Praise the name of the Lord. The word that God sends to you is to make you alive. Do you understand that? To reproduce the very life of God in you. To help you. Because you need help. I need help. Praise the name of the Lord. But if you do not respond to that word, that same word will stand against you. Do you believe that? It will stand in judgment against you. So what we are doing here is not, you understand, brethren, it's not a joke. Now take stock of the word that you have heard over the years. And assess yourself in relation to those words. Where do you stand? Where do I stand? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. No, when Barabbas was ministering, I was trying to, you know, what is God saying to me? Praise the name of the Lord. How does this word relate to my life? I don't know if you understand what was being said, but every word that is spoken here relates to you. You have to find out how that word fits into your life. What are you expecting? What is God expecting of you? Why is God speaking to you this way? Why is He speaking to me this way? Praise the name of the Lord. A serious matter. You know, there's something sometimes my daughter will do something. I'm talking to her. Maybe she's doing something else. It really upsets me. Praise the name of the Lord. She's not giving me her full, what now, attention. And boy, I don't like that. But brethren, we find ourselves in the same position. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. May God open our eyes to know who is speaking. Praise the name of the Lord. For a word to really be of maximum benefit to you, you need to understand who it is that is what now speaking to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to share a burden on my heart. You know, God has been speaking to us in this conference, and it's been going in a particular direction. And brethren, we need to prepare ourselves. Something is about to change. I remember, I don't know, it was last 2 years. You know, the Lord put a word in my heart about the uncircumcised and the unclean. Praise the name of the Lord. That there is a threshold that any soul that is not circumcised can cross in God. Praise the name of the Lord. Beyond this place, you can't go further. Beyond this place, you cannot make any more progress until certain things are resolved and sorted out in your life. Because beyond that point, only certain souls can move there. Praise the name of the Lord. And so each one of us has to come to that point. It's all this matter of dying. Praise the name of the Lord. This matter of dying. We have to choose to live or what now? To die. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to read from Genesis 22. I'm just trusting the Lord to help me tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter 22. We're going to be looking at the testing of Abraham. And if we're to title the burden I'm sharing tonight, I'll call it Perfecting Our Obedience. Praise the name of the Lord. Perfecting our obedience. Amen. 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 Genesis chapter 22. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a story we are very familiar with. So we'll just take it together. It says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham." Amen. "And said to him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of." Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is the background of what we are going to be talking about tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. There was a man named Abraham. And there was a God named Jehovah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. These two had a relationship. They had a covenant relationship. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, one of the things I would tell you about again tonight is that without a covenant, you cannot go far with God. Praise the name of the Lord. But are we together? Without a sense of a binding obligation between you and God, you can't make it. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Brethren, are we understanding what I'm saying? Without a covenant with God. Now, when I mean covenant, I'm talking about a personal, what now? Covenant. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Jesus has made a covenant for us in the blood. But each and every one of us has to formally do what now? Ratify that covenant. Amen. You must what now? Personalize it. You must come to a point in your life when you know that you are under a contract. Amen. 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 Most of us live our lives without a sense of obligation. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand that? One of the strongest covenants we have is the marriage covenant, isn't it? The day you get married, you have a sense of obligation. Do you understand that? I do not look at any other woman. Amen. Because you have entered into an obligation to take this one to the exclusion of what now? Others. There must be that sense of a covenant between you and who now? And God. You said, I can't do this. I have a binding agreement with who now? With God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you must also understand that God has a binding agreement with you. Otherwise, you cannot have faith in Him. Praise the name of the Lord. There is something about me that believes that God will bring me into this experience. Do you understand that? Because I have an agreement with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm communicating, brethren. We need to get this. A lot of us live lives carelessly. No sense of obligation. We fall in and out of sin. Do you understand that? We live our lives without any sense that we are under a form of what now? Obligation. Praise the name of the Lord. God will not walk with a man without making what now? A covenant with him. And as you progress in God, there are yet more and more what now? Covenants. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you have a sense of obligation? Do you feel that there is something that has been imposed upon you? Amen. That makes it impossible for you to go in a particular direction. I can't do this. I have a contract not to do this. Amen. This thing will violate the terms of my covenant with God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, it's time for a new covenant. Praise the name of the Lord. This camp, some of us are going to make covenants with God. Amen. We're going to reenact, renew, and make covenants with God so that we can walk with Him. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God took a man, Abraham. He called him out of all of the Chaldees. Praise the name of the Lord. He desired a relationship with him. God introduced himself to the man. God told him, this is who I am. I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be what now? Perfect. And I will do this for you. Praise the name of the Lord. And Abraham came under that arrangement. And he began to walk with God. Praise the name of the Lord. He came to a point. God of his own volition told him, I'm going to give you a son. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God gave him a son. His name was what now? Isaac. We're not talking about the other one. Amen. In God's equation, that one does not count. You understand that? Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord told him, he said, give me your son, your what now? Your only son. Praise the name of the Lord. Your what? Your only. Brethren, there's an emphasis on that word. Amen. There was another one, but as far as God was concerned, there was no other one. Praise the name of the Lord. God said, give me Isaac. You will take him to one of the mountains that I will show you of. Amen. And there, you will offer him unto me for what now? A burnt offering. On what basis could God make such a demand of a man? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I've asked myself that question a lot of the times. Now, in times like this, brethren, I sit down and I examine what I'm doing. As I'm talking to you, I'm still in the process of examination. And you better take stock regularly. Praise the name of the Lord to make sure you are walking on the right way. Check for the sign stops, the signpost, the stop signs, the landmarks. Praise the name of the Lord. Make sure you are still on the right way. I was asking, why would God make such a request of a man? Praise the name of the Lord. But much more shocking, why would the man, do you understand that, respond what now? Immediately. Hey, brethren, praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says this man got up very early in the morning and he did what? Saddled his horse. Brethren, look, sometimes I believe that we don't think deeply about this business that we are in. Do you understand, brethren? Sometimes we need to sit down and really, really think about this matter. Bring it down. Praise the name of the Lord. The man took his son, took two servants, took wood, took fire, took a knife, and he did what? He went to do what God had instructed him to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And they went on this journey. You know, brethren, before we continue, I really had time to ask questions about this matter because it pertains to my own life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God gave a man instructions. And actually, God expected him to do it. Praise the name of the Lord. Because God said, I know Abraham. I know him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I ask a lot of questions. I ask a lot of questions. Brethren, this business that we are in, this business we are into, what am I engaged in? What am I involved with? Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes I wonder, at the devil. You know, the devil goes out of his way to tempt me, tempt you, isn't it? Then when we sin, he now goes before God to do what now? Accuse us. Why would he do that? What does he intend to do what now? To accomplish. Have you ever asked yourself that question? What does he intend to accomplish? He entices you, he tempts you, he leads you, he pulls you. Then when you fall into that sin, he reports back and said, do you understand that? Come and see. Amen. 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 Why? Why does he do that? What is he intending to what now? Achieve. There must be something. I've learned something about the devil. The devil is very thorough. Do you understand that? There is nothing he does without an intention behind it. Do you understand me, brethren? The Bible says that a thief does not do any. He comes for only three purposes, right? To kill, to steal, and what now? To destroy. The Bible never said he comes for fun. Brethren, are we together? If the devil induces a young lady to wear a particular kind of dress, there is an intent behind it. Are we together, brethren? You understand? We need to understand this. The devil does not do anything that is meaningless. All that he does is set within these boundaries to kill, to steal, and what now? To destroy. Brethren, in other words, it means that there is nothing in this life that is harmless. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand me, brethren? Even you as a Christian, the Bible says that we are people of a sign. I don't know if you understand that. Do you understand? Our life represents something. Hello? My life speaks. My life is a token, is a voice. Amen. So you don't do something you don't know what it is. Brethren, are we together? I don't know if I'm communicating. You do not do something you don't know. When somebody asks you, why are you doing this? You cannot do what now? Give an answer for this particular lesson. Forget it. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, we live in an era where things happen. We just do things because it is normal to what now? To do it. But we are not supposed to be like that. Brethren, are we together? We are voices. I am a voice. I am speaking. What am I speaking? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So why is the devil interested in me? Why does he tempt me and then go and do what now? Report me. Praise the name of the Lord. And then on the other hand, why does God just go out of his way? You know, the Bible says that God did test. You know, the word here is the Hebrew word naka. It means to try somebody. You understand that? But are we together? God does not tempt any man. In other words, just to seduce you and try to lead you into what now? Sin. It's not in his nature. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But God tries a man. God selects certain individuals and he subjects them to certain experiences with an intention behind those what now? Experiences. Amen. I mean, this is the most extreme experience you can put a man to. Do you understand that? Take your child, for instance. We have many, but if God says, give me one, I doubt that you would do it. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So why would God put this man through this what now? Experience. But then the answer to this would resolve and sort out a lot of things about our lives. Because I believe that one of the things that God is trying to do to us is to show us the purpose. There was a question Brother Bot asked. It's a question I've also been asking God. Praise the name of the Lord. There are a lot of whys. Why did God make man? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. David said, what is man that you are what now? Mindful of him. I mean, that's nothing. Brother, can you compare man with God? Brother, don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Amen. What is God's interest in man? That God would take thought for man. Why did God make man? And why is God marking our every, what now, steps? Why am I so important to God that he would take note of me? Praise the name of the Lord. There is serious business in this matter. Amen. And why is the devil so interested in me? Why? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, brethren, I believe that at the answer to this question lies the secret of an overcoming life. Praise the name of the Lord. If you understand why God, amen, amen, you would have discovered the purpose for your existence. Now, one of the reasons why the church is the way it is today is because the church has lost the purpose of what now? Existence. So the gospel has been channeled into something that it was not intended what now for. Oh, it's working. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. Certain spiritual principles can be used to achieve certain what now purposes. But at the end of the day, it becomes a wasted what? Exercise. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So brethren, here we are. To go back to the root of this matter, we go back again a little bit in time. You know, over the years, somehow, God has been taking me through that story. And I think I've shared this several times, a couple of times. But every day, the story keeps, what now? Expanding. The story keeps growing. But you see, with every light that God sheds on that matter, we begin to understand clearly who we are, what we are called unto, and what manner of men that we, what now, ought to be at this time. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Before man came on the scene, brethren, that story is vital. Praise the name of the Lord. It helps you to understand why God called you. Before man came on the scene, there was a rebellion. You know the story very well, brethren. Amen. 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 God had an arrangement. We don't fully understand what that arrangement was. But we do know that somewhere along the line, there was a rebellion. You know, God has used the story of Absalom to show us certain things of what transpired at that time. I'm going to just pick up just an aspect of it. Praise the name of the Lord. Before that time, there was only one will. Only one will, God's will. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It was taken for granted that everybody would do what now? God's will. Creation was arranged on that order. Do the will of God. Everything is in perfect harmony. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, somewhere along the line, of course, one of the beings that God created, Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, Heliel. Now, somehow, I do not seem to think that I can ever relate to the present without ever making reference to what now? To the past. It answers a lot of my questions. A very lot. Praise the name of the Lord. Now this being came up. Now the summary of what he did was that he began to set up his will against the will of who now? Of God. Brethren, why I'm saying that all of these things relate to us in our daily lives, even in our fellowships, in our families, in our homes, in our what now, our offices. Very important. Isaiah 14 says, I will ascend. I will. 5 times. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus also came, 5 times he said, I did not come to do my will, not my will. 5 times. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, he set up his will and began to bend others towards what now? His will. And brethren, you know the story. As all this, you know, the Bible says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine what now? A vain thing in their hearts. Brethren, while all that arrangement was going on, God knew. And I want to tell you that he knows what is going on in your life. He knows what's going on in your family. He knows what's going on in your local assembly. And the fact that he keeps quiet. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? The fact that God is keeping quiet does not mean that all is what now? Well. It does not mean that all is what? Well. Because hammer has not come down from heaven on you does not mean that all is well. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine what now? A vain thing in their hearts. We imagine a lot of vain things in our hearts. We imagine ourselves to be things that we are not. Praise the name of the Lord. We think ourselves more highly than we what now ought to. But this being, not only did that, but he began to lead other beings, other angels that God created in a rebellion against who now? Against God. Why can't we be independent? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why can't we be independent? Why can't I think for myself? Have you ever decided to think for yourself? That's the basis of all our problems. Praise the name of the Lord. Every time I think for myself, I get into trouble. And brethren, as we the days approach, the more we think for ourselves, the more problems we are going to what now? To have. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now God allowed this situation to continue until every being in that arrangement had an opportunity to do what? To take a position. To make what now? A choice. You have choices to make every day in relation to the world. In relation to every situation, every issue, you must take a position. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, when everybody had taken a position, the Lord God came and judged the situation and said, I will not have this in this what now? Environment. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The devil raised objections. Hillel. Praise the name of the Lord. He raised objections. He said, look, everybody here prefers my way. Do you understand that? All these people will want to be free of your shackles. They want to be free of your oppression. They want to be free of your domination. Praise the name of the Lord. They want to actually run their lives the way they want. Is it not so? Some people said yes. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And it sounds very funny, but that's it. Fundamental human world now, right? Isn't that the dominant theory in the world today? Everybody wants to be free. We have become so free that men are marrying men. We are free. Are you getting my point? Women are marrying women. We are what now? We are free. You know, people paint obscenity. They call it freedom of what now? Expression. Hallelujah. Pornography is called freedom. Of what? Expression. Praise the name of the Lord. So we are so free that we are destroying ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
So you think freedom is such a good thing, right? Freedom. Be free. Hallelujah. Freedom does not mean the right to do anything you like. Praise the name of the Lord. Only God can give us true freedom. Only in Christ can you have true freedom. You have a little child. Would you allow that child to do anything he wants? Haven't you seen a child put his finger into the fire before? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Brethren, God came into the situation and pronounced, this is contrary to my will. This is not acceptable. I won't have it. Praise the name of the Lord. And the enemy said, these people, they prefer this way. He said, I'm talking to you, all these people you see here, hallelujah, prefer my way. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And brethren, you see, there's something about God. You see, man can only learn by what? Experience. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, brethren, God had to put certain things to the test. If man goes this way, would he be what now? Better off. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And brethren, God says, I have a people who will do my, what now? My will. This is just a summary so that we get into the main gist. Praise the name of the Lord. Who will do my what now? Will. Whether it's raining, whether sun is what now? Shining. In sickness and in what now? In health. For richer, for what now? Poorer. Till what now? Death. Devil said there's no such thing. Do you understand the point? He said, look at the truth. Skin for what now? Skin. If a man is in trouble, he will tell a lie. To what now? To save his life. Are you getting my point, brethren? A man will bend, you know, do coney to get some extra what now? Money. He will do anything to defend his money. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the devil was espousing his own theory. And God said, no. Praise the name of the Lord. I have my what now? People. So a deal was set. Amen. Man came into the picture to vindicate who? God. Now, brethren, did you understand this point? A lot of scriptures begin to make sense. The Bible says that you are not what now? Your own. You were bought with a price for a particular purpose. And the purpose is to vindicate God. That what God said is what now? Is true. Amen. That is the purpose of my life. That what God says is what? Is true. I'm reading from that day. Do you understand the deal? The deal is that if a people who will walk with him, do his will, not their own will, then these people will have the legal right to judge who now? The devil. Now, brethren, understand this is important. Understand this. This is what lies at the heart of the devil's plans. When a people come, who will do God's will and only God's will without reference to their own will? The day they are presented, the devil's chapter is what now? It's closed. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Because I'm going to link this up to what is going on in the church today. The church has been completely diverted. Totally and completely what now? Diverted. Our focus has been changed and shifted completely. So, there was a deal. So, all God has to do is to present his what now? His champions. Amen. And the devil has the right to do what now? To test them. Are we together, brethren? Are we together to test them? He knows he has to test them. He knows he has to make them fail. So that his kingdom will what now? Continue and sustain. And so, brethren, there is the issue going on. My life, the day I came into this world, God put me in as what now? As his champion. Do you understand that? As a platform on which God's position is going to be subjected to what now? To test. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God's position is being subjected to test. Where? In my life. You were not born to become a doctor. Brethren, are we together? Are we together? You were not born to become what now? A lawyer. You know, in the church today, we talk a lot about destiny. How you can fulfill your destiny. When they now talk about destiny, it's how you can become president of who now? Nigeria. There's no such thing. Amen. 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 Now, everything that we do in life must be geared towards this particular what now? Purpose. You know, when Jesus came, he had such a focus. He was a carpenter. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. But he realized that he had a destiny to fulfill. It wasn't to be a carpenter. Praise the name of the Lord. It was so that he would be a perfect what now? Sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. Your life is for one purpose. At the end of the day, you are going to be presented for inspection. Brethren, are we together? And it's not only your friend that will inspect you. Your enemies will also what now? Inspect you. Amen. 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 Now, brethren, as we go on, this is a little background of why God took a man called Abraham and began to put him to this particular test. Now, what God does with people, his own, he makes boasts of them. I read a couple of scriptures. You know, sometimes you see Paul writing in the scriptures about certain people. He said, I'm boasting of you. Do you understand that? I want so that the boast I'm making of you, I will not be what now? Disappointed. Have you ever read that in your Bible? Do you understand that? I boast of you. If I've told about you to all the churches around about you, don't disappoint me. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, this person, he said, I know the proof of him. Amen. Amen. I have subjected him to test and I have what now? I have proved him. I have proved him. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the background to this is that, brethren, all of us are going to be subjected to test. And then we are going to be what now? Proved. Only on proof of us is certain authority will be given to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You know, average Christians will believe that, oh, we are Christians, we have been born again. When Jesus comes, we shall what now? Rule and what? And reign with him. Isn't that correct? Isn't that what we believe? Praise the name of the Lord. Well, the truth of the matter is that authority is given to them that have been what now? Proved. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Now let's read somewhere. I think 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Is it 11? Praise the name of the Lord. We'll see if we can start moving quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Praise the Lord. Amen. Chapter 10, I just read from verse 3. Are we there? 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 5 saying, casting down what? Imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into what? Captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. But it doesn't stop there. 6 says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is what now? Fulfilled. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, our obedience is going to be what? Fulfilled. Perfected. Made what now? Complete. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And only then will we be positioned to revenge what now? Every disobedience. You know, Paul was writing to the church. He said, if you have problems, you know, in a church, you have issues, small issues, big issues. Sometimes issues so mundane that you wonder, why should Christians, do you understand, be having these issues? And Paul said, look, when you have some of these mundane issues, so in order to humble all of us, go and look for the least what now? Esteemed. And ask him to come and do what now? Judge this matter. Do you understand the point? To show that some of these issues are unworthy of being what now? Issues. Amen. Then he goes on to say, don't you know? Shall judge what now? Angels. Do you understand that? You know, don't mind some of the things, maybe, you know, when people talk about angels, they try to, you understand, make them very little. Brethren, even as a present, angels, you understand, are mighty beings. Praise the name of the Lord. You understand? Greater in capacity than what now? Man. Amen. But we have a potential, do you understand that? To be greater. But you must go through what now? A process. Amen. 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 But he said that the church shall judge what now? Angels. Now, and Paul was saying that that is a great potential, great, you know, privilege and responsibility. So, how can't we handle mundane things? Do you understand? What was he saying that? It meant that for you to judge angels, you must be capable of judging, do you understand, certain basic and what now? Mundane issues in what now? Our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I was in a worry about 2 weeks ago, and two Christians came to my office. One is an apostle. The other is a reverend. And they came to me, brother, to judge a matter for them. Do you understand? Now, the apostle gave money to the reverend to make visa for him for Dubai. The reverend promised to give them 2 years working visa. So when the thing came out, it was 2 months tourist visa. So the apostle said he must refund me. And the thing was, and the reverend was to wait on Saturday. And the apostle gave him 700,000. And the apostle said, it's my money he has been spending for this wedding. So what happened? After we tried to mediate, and we just couldn't make much headway, because none of them was willing to, do you understand, to step back a little. Thursday night, the apostle carried the police and arrested the reverend. He was waiting on Saturday. Brethren, are we together? Serious matter. By Friday, the reverend's wife-to-be was crying and was shouting. And brethren, we couldn't step into this matter. Do you understand? Their souls were not what now? Amenable. Amen. Do you understand, brethren? You know, their soul, we couldn't reach them. At that point in time, the word of God was what now? Meaningless. Do you understand? Because something within them had risen up to overtake the knowledge of what now? Of God. Do you understand that? He said, casting down every high thing that set itself what? Above the knowledge of God. And it could happen. It happens to brethren. When they are so heated up, Bible doesn't work. Are we together? Something else takes authority. A serious matter. Brethren, it was only by Friday night, by 10 p.m., that the bridegroom was released. He was even lucky that he was released. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And it was police that handled the matter, because the reverend's relatives came now and started dropping checks, you know, to undertake and all that. But I found out that I couldn't reach them. And brethren, a lot of times we are also like that. We have certain aspects of us that nothing can touch. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that we, the saints, shall judge who now? Angels. Mighty beings. Both in power and in wisdom. Only when our obedience has been what now? Fulfilled, perfected, completed. And so, brethren, all of us are going to pass through experiences that will try us and what now? And prove us. Amen. Amen. Every trial will either qualify you or what now? Disqualify you. And I want to say this as we are going on. You and I, as I'm talking to you, are under what? Trial. Never forget that. The life you live is not your own. Are we together, brethren? Every time you think you have an issue with somebody, you are just under test. You're under trial. Don't get so upset that you forget. So that you do not misrepresent somebody who has presented you. I don't know if I'm communicating with you, brethren. You see, when the Bible says this life is not your own, what happens is that people come into life, they take up the life and begin to use the life for their... It was just like the prodigal son. You remember his story? He took his goods and began to expend it on the wrong things. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Don't ever forget that. Most of the time, God is in the business of trying to recapture us and set our hearts back on His original purpose. You are here to represent God. In the things that you speak, make sure you are representing God. Amen. In the things you do, how you respond, how you react, as we're going to see, make sure you are representing God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will ask myself a question. What is obedience? Because that's where this matter is boiling down to. What is what now? Obedience. I had to go to the dictionary to check up that word. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 And here, scripture from the lexicon, it speaks about what now? Attentive hearkening. Amen. You know, there's a difference between hearing and what now? And hearkening. Do you understand that? Hearkening means hearing and what now? And doing. Amen. Amen. Hearing and what now? Doing. Responding to the intent of the person who is speaking to you. See, it calls it attentive hearkening. Another word is compliance. Amen. Complying with what now? An instruction, a command, or an order. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Here it says it's compliance with one's counsel or instruction or command. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's obedience. It's an the external part. But it also goes with another term called what now? Submission. Amen. Now, submission is a heart thing. It's an attitude of what? Are we together? It's an attitude of the heart. I can obey you without submitting to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? I can obey what you're saying, but I'm really resentful. Do you understand me, brethren? I'm resentful of being told to do that thing, so I can do it with what now? A frown on my face. My heart is not submitted to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 On the other hand, I can also submit to you, but I may not be able to obey you. Like Nebuchadnezzar and the three Hebrew what now? Should those people were not rude, like Brother Bot was saying. Do you understand that? They submitted to the king, but they could not what now? Obey the king. Why? Because there was a higher what now? Authority. Brethren, are we together? Are we together, brethren? You see, but God is looking for an obedience that comes out of what now? A submission. The heart must yield to God. Praise the name of the Lord. And the lexicon defines submission. One, different meanings. The first one means to arrange under. To subordinate. To put yourself what now? Under. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. The second one means to submit to one's control. Hallelujah. Three means to yield to one's admonition, or what now? Advice. Praise the name of the Lord. But the fourth one is a military term. Amen. We're talking about military the other time. It says a Greek military term, and it means to arrange troops under what? A leader. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. He says it's a voluntary attitude of giving in, of cooperating, of assuming responsibility and carrying a burden. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the kingdom of God is founded upon obedience and what now? Submission. Amen. Are we together? It's on a matter of authority. Recognition of God's authority and what now? Voluntary and willing what now? Submission to it. Friend, this is important. Because the moment an individual begins to live his own life, that individual is what now? In rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Okay. Now, so another thing is that when you begin to obey somebody and submit to somebody, you actually become an extension of that thing that you're submitting to. Are we together? If that thing is evil in nature, you become an what now? Extension of that evil. Wherever you are, by your life, you are perpetuating the nature of whatever spirit you are what now? Submitting to. Praise the name of the Lord. That Jesus could look at Peter and say, get behind me what now? Satan. What was it? Peter had become an extension of what now? An agenda to stop Christ from suffering and dying. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Are we together? In obeying God, you become an extension of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we're just trying to see why obedience. Each one of us must obey somebody. It was Bob Dylan who sang the song, "You Gotta Serve Somebody." Hallelujah! You were designed and created to be an extension of a particular what now? Spirit. Amen! Amen! Every one of us, but you will say that man is a dwelling place for what now? For spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, brethren, all of us are going to have our obedience tested and pushed to what now? To the very limits. Praise the name of the Lord. In the church today, people preach a gospel. The essence of the gospel is what God can do for you. Isn't it? It revolves around that. What you can get out of God. And in the material realm. But the gospel we preach is what God can do in you. Praise the name of the Lord. And there is a whole world of difference between these two gospels. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 44, God was showing Ezekiel the new temple, the new dispensation, the new arrangement, the new order that is coming. And he began to speak about different categories of priests, how they responded in the time of rebellion. Brethren, what you do now matters, do you understand, tomorrow. The position you take now determines your estate tomorrow. And God says, look, that there were some priests that went what now? Astray. Some of them went greedily after the way of Balaam. Do you understand that? Some have run after money and fame and preeminence and pride and all that. Now God says that in the new dispensation, they will have a limited place. Amen. We look at the tabernacle. He said that those priests will only minister where now? In the outer court. Amen. Brethren, are we together? He said that they will have a ministry to the people. There were three ministries defined. One was a ministry to the people. The second was a ministry to the house. The third was a ministry to who now? To the Lord. Today, around, the emphasis is on ministry to the people. It's an external ministry. It deals with, dealing with the activities of the enemy where in the body, in the material realm. So, of course, with such ministries, there's a lot of activities and a lot of external manifestations. Praise the name of the Lord. Healing, signs, and all of them are very good. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But see, God has reserved something what now? Better. The ministry to the people is what most people ask because, it's really, external, manifest. People can see it and can glory in it and praise the name of the Lord. But there is another ministry to the house. That ministry begins to deal with God doing something where? Inside you. Praise the name of the Lord. God doing something inside you is a ministry when we talk about the soul. God changing your inner man, preparing you to be His what now? His eternal habitation. It doesn't come with a lot of fanfare. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes it doesn't come with a lot of external manifestations. But as I'm talking to you, something is happening in your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. The word of God is quick, sharper than what now? And it's doing a work of separating, cutting out, circumcising, right within you. And brethren, all that is to prepare us for the third ministry. To who now? To the Lord. This ministry, devil has no business there. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? It's not, devil is not in the program. It's not any item on the agenda. Praise the name of the Lord. It is man and who now? And God. And brethren, that is our hope. That is our destination. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the church has been diverted into believing that it's all about how much you can use God to get what you want and all that. But brethren, God is bringing our attention back to what He's expecting from us. Praise the name of the Lord. And so brethren, as God presents His champions, the devil is allowed to do what now? To put them to what now? To the test. So God seeks a proof. The enemy seeks what now? A proof. Amen. We've told the story here. I will repeat it. Praise the name of the Lord. I will repeat the story of Laban and who now? Jacob. We remember the story, right? Praise the name of the Lord. Jacob left the house of Laban. And he was headed back to his father's house. He was returning. And he took his wife, Leah, and who now? And Rachel. He was taking them back to his father's house. And Rachel is a lot like a lot of us here. We have heard the gospel of end time, but it has not yet what now? Sank into our being. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? And Jacob, in a sense, is also like a lot of us. In another sense, Jacob was the one who came with the word, but his life could not positively influence what now? His wives. Do you understand that, brethren? I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. Brethren, this thing must become flesh in you. You see, Jacob had miracles. Do you understand that? All that about getting Laban's, sheep and all that, they were miraculous. But you see, it's much more than what now? Miracles. It's about the testimony of Jesus being made what now? Manifest. So that people will see it. Rachel did not see it. Leah did not see it. So they were going back. They still relied on what they knew. Are you getting my point? And brethren, as I'm talking to you, many of us are carrying baggage from our father's houses. Character traits, mental attitudes. Do you understand? Dispositions. Things that need to be judged at this time. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are carrying images of our father gods. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But here, let's suppose that Jacob is a type of Jesus Christ. And he's taking his bride. Do you understand? home. It's time to get back to the real thing. And Rachel takes some of her gods. Now, some of her father's gods. Of course, we know who the father is, don't we? The devil, right? Amen. Now, Laban came after her. He came after everybody. Amen. Did he have a right to come? Yes. He said, you people have my gods. Praise the name of the Lord. You have my gods. You have something that belongs to me. And brethren, Jesus said that the prince of this world is what now? Is coming. That's not a joke. Amen. Brethren, he has a right when he comes to search your house. Amen. Amen. To search your house. Search my house. Now, the only solution to it is, David said, search me what? Oh Lord. Search me first, Lord. So that when I am searched, nothing will be found in me. But there was going to be a searching. So Laban caught up with Jacob. I said, why have you taken my gods? Jacob says, I have nothing that belongs to you. Praise the name of the Lord. I have nothing that belongs to you. I give you right to search my house. I give you permission to search my... Do you understand what that means? You are the house of God. Amen. How is God going to search you? You tell me. Hallelujah. God will cause somebody to step on your toes. To show if there's... You understand the point here? Brethren, are we together? There are going to be circumstances. Even the things you did not expect. The people you did not expect. That's what makes it more painful, isn't it? Uh-huh. And brethren, the closer we are, the closer the people will be. That's what the searching is all about. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Even when God searches you, He will use circumstances. He will use situations to show you. You know, sometimes what we see is we see problems. Do you understand that? We see trouble. We see adverse situations. But God is searching you. Amen. Amen. If somebody were to tell you that you're capable of killing somebody, you may not probably believe it. You will say, God forbid, it's not my portion. Until somebody does something. You know, not something, but, you know, touches. I remember when we were little, you know, children. My father had this car that he loved so much. He really loved the car. You know, and one day his driver took the car, went somewhere and bashed the car. So he went out, he didn't come back. So we were waiting, and the man was so afraid, he didn't know how to come back and tell my dad that he had bashed my father's little god. Do you understand? Eventually, the news filtered in. When my father heard it, he said, what if I just die now? Praise the name of the Lord. What if I just die now? I said, I beg you, don't die. You see, God told Abraham, take the most precious thing in your life. Amen. And release it unto me. You know what the devil does with us? The devil, when he wants to get us distracted, he attacks our self-interests. He attacks our feelings. He attacks our property. Do you understand that? He attacks things that are what now? Very precious to us. And brethren, we forget that we are Christians. And we begin to pursue vendetta. We begin to pursue vengeance. Are we getting... We are spending so much emotion, so much energy, trying to get redress and reparation. We forget the journey. Praise the name of the Lord. But brethren, we are under what now? Testing. We are under testing. We are under trial. We are under observation. The life you live is a trial ground where you will prove whether you'll be qualified to judge angels. whether you'll be qualified to, you know, take in the other, you know, the realm of glory. David did not know that he was being tested. Did he know? Eh? When God brought Saul to him, did he know that he was being tested? What do you think would have happened if David had killed Saul? I think somebody else would have killed David. Do you understand that? They who live by the sword will do what now? Will die by the sword. He would have released a chain reaction in his life. He will kill Saul. Somebody else will do what now? Kill David. But because David didn't touch Saul, he lived his life. Praise the name of the Lord. He lay on his bed, folded up his legs, and did what now? And gave up the ghost. He allowed God to bring him into what God promised he would bring him into. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, we live so much of our lives trying to get certain things done. And we cause more problems trying to do it. Praise the name of the Lord. There's this story in the scriptures, in the book of Genesis. The story of the butler and who now? The baker. We know the story very well. Okay. Now, the Bible tells us that the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their Lord. Amen. 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 They offended their Lord. So, what did he do with them? He put them what now? In prison. Praise the name of the Lord. Two prisoners. And then there was a third what now? Prisoner. I will leave you to guess who the third prisoner is. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the third prisoner is the keeper of the prison. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you something about this prisoner. Basically, brethren, there are two types of prisoners in life. One is the prisoner of Nero. Eh? The other prisoner is the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Did you hear what I said? One prisoner is the prisoner of Nero, who is suffering for being a busybody. I understand. A meddler in other men's affairs. He's suffering for being what now? A thief. The other one, suffering for the gospel and for righteousness' sake. Praise the name of the Lord. There are two different levels of what now? Of suffering. Praise the name of the Lord. Anyway, these two prisoners were put in prison. But there was a third prisoner with them who was set there to minister to them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, these two prisoners were a type of you and of me. Praise the name of the Lord. One prisoner eventually came out of that prison, what now? Alive. The other prisoner, what happened? On the day of the king's birthday. You know, the king's birthday is here. The day of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, something is going to happen. One prisoner is going to return back to where he was. Amen. The other prisoner and the birds of the air will what now? Eat his flesh. Now, I don't know how to try to explain this to us. Praise the name of the Lord. But you have a choice to decide what kind of prisoner you are. Because, brethren, you are going to be proved in prison. It is this prison that we are in that is going to prove what now? All of us. You know, the first prisoner was the butler. Praise the name of the Lord. His ministry was to do what now? Take grapes, crush them, put them into Pharaoh's cup, and it will give gladness to Pharaoh. Praise the name of the Lord. And he did that in the dream. The other one had bakeries for Pharaoh. But he allowed who now? The birds of the air. To do what now? To feed upon the sacrifice and the offering that belongs to who? To Pharaoh. Birds of the air. Praise the name of the Lord. Birds of the air. Abraham had an offering for the king. Those birds came around again. Brilliant. You see, we are dealing with things that are going on where now in our soul. Pride, anger, bitterness. What now? Malice, jealousy. Those are all forms of birds, unclean beasts. Praise the name of the Lord, that are coming to defile what now? The offering. And brethren, as I said earlier, the purpose of your life is so that at the end of the day, your sacrifice might be what now? Without blemish. The world is going to test you. Pilate tested Jesus, isn't it? He said, what now? I find fault. There was a scripture that said that you should have sound speech, so that he that is of the contrary part might not have what now? Anything to say what now against you. Is that in the Bible? Yes. Sound speech that cannot be faulted. It's a lifestyle, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that by your deeds, you might silence the foolish speakings of ignorant people. Who are these ignorant people, brethren? Both visible and what now? Invisible. But the time comes when the accuser, he said that the wicked shall be silent where? In the darkness. They will not have anything to say anymore. Because you have been tried. And what happened to you? You have been what now? Proved. Brethren, you are being tried. I am being tried. Don't ever forget it. Praise the name of the Lord. If really I begin to realize that, when my neighbor, you know, right now in the church, we have gotten a spirit of vengeance. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So if somebody does something to you, you just do what now? So I'll do midnight for you. 7 days. 6 feet. 7 days you go 6 feet down. Then you will know I'm a man of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Vengeance. But brethren, we are under what now? Testing. I will go and read a story. The story of Joseph. Praise the name of the Lord. I feel I should read that one. Hallelujah. Brethren, what I'm saying is, I don't know, it's a burden that God has put in my heart concerning us. Something must happen to our hearts. You know, there's something the Bible says about the latter days, that men shall become implacable. Have you read that word before? Implacable. You can't pacify them. When they are offended like this, sorry does not work. Scriptures does not work. Do you understand that? Nothing except vengeance works. Brethren, we ought not to be like that. Praise the name of the Lord. Something must happen to what now? Our hearts. If not, we are not going far. I don't know if you understand me. If nothing happens to our heart, there is a threshold in God that we cannot cross. We will be having fellowship, we'll just stay at what now? A boundary. Beyond that, we cannot go. Because the uncircumcised and the unclean can never enter into that sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? This thing is much more than gathering here, singing songs, clapping and praying. That's very good. But there's a place where God wants us to enter. There are things beyond that we need to touch. Brethren, there are things in God that are realities that God wants us to begin to experience now. Because our ministry is going to be based on the realities that we experience in God. Do you understand that? There was a man who was by the beautiful gate. You remember him? He was there year in, year what now? Out. People were passing him and entering the what now? The temple. And they will come out. And they will talk about the things they saw in the temple. And the man was there taking handout. Every day somebody would drop 5 naira. You know, that's what the church has been. Praise the name of the Lord. Of merchandising, of prosperity and all that. But that wasn't the man's greatest need. That man needed to enter the sanctuary and behold the beauty of the Lord for himself. Praise the name of the Lord. He didn't need all that beat that people were giving to him. But the time came when there was an intervention. Praise the name of the Lord. God raised up a ministry that gave strength to his feet. There's a word that God is giving to us, brethren, that is supposed to put strength in our feet. So that we can walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. So that we can be fruitful in every good work. And increase in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. There is a reality to this thing. You know, after hearing this word for so many years, certain aspects of our personality ought to have changed by now. You know, we read in John chapter 4 about the man that was lying down for 38 years. You remember the man? He was there waiting for the moving of the waters. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know why God is speaking like this tonight. We're waiting for the moving of the waters. 38 years. It was the feast of Passover. And Jesus started coming there. Because there was a divine appointment. Praise that day, something was going to happen. When Jesus was brushing his teeth in the morning, he was going to meet with that man. Took his bath, got ready, and went there. And he saw a man that had been lying down there for 38 years. And he said to the man, "Do you want to be well?" Praise the name of the Lord. "Do you want to be made whole?" That's a terrible, strange question. Amen. I mean, naturally speaking, that's very strange. Amen. 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 But if you look at it in Amplified, it said, "Do you earnestly want to be made whole?" Yeah, there was an earnestness that was required. But then, when you look beyond that, there's only one other place in the scriptures that 38 years is used. Amen. It says, where Israel wandered. He said, "You have compassed this place long enough." They wandered for 38 years until all the men of war did what? Died. Now, it means that this man was lying there. He could not move forward. He could not move forward. He could not be made whole because for 38 years, the men of war were still what now? Alive. Brethren, there's so much war in our hearts. So much capacity to make war. So much capacity to take offense. So much capacity to pick up grudge, to hold grudge. Brethren, some people cannot grudge and they're not hiding it. Praise the name of the Lord. We take pride in it. And brethren, as long as these men of war are alive, there's no movement. For 38 years they wandered. 38 years there was no movement. God was just waiting for the men of war to do what now? To die. He said, "From whence cometh wars? Don't they come from the lust that dwell within our members? We want to have, we do not, we bite, we fight, we steal." Brethren, David said, "Their mouths are full of cursing." He said, "Her teeth are spears." The men of war must die. Otherwise, the church cannot progress. That capacity, he said that they shall learn war. They will beat their swords into plowshares and the pruning hooks into spears. And nation shall not fight nation anymore. Brethren, God must judge the capacity to make war. So that we can move forward. 38 years, and Jesus was saying, "Do you want to move forward?" Church, we must lose that ability. Amen. God will put us into prison until we have lost the power to make war. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The butler and the baker were put into prison. Praise the name of the Lord. And it was in that prison that they were sorted out. You will be tried in prison. Let me read that. Genesis 22. I hope I'm correct. No, Genesis 42. 42. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 42. Are we there? "Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, 'Why do you look upon one another?' And he said, 'Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die.' And Joseph's 10 brethren went to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren. For he said, 'Lest peradventure mischief what now befall him.'" Amen. Jacob had a bad experience. "And the sons of Israel came to buy corn. among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land. And it was he that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself what now? Strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, whence come ye? And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. Praise the name of the Lord. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamt of them, and said unto them, you are spies. To see the nakedness of the land are ye come. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let me talk about these spies. A spy is an extension of an enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Is an enemy inside your what now? Your camp. He is in your camp executing the agenda of what now? The enemy. Who was talking about those that come in to spy out what now? They crept in unawares. Now, he said that the sons of God gathered together and Satan what now? Came in. How did he do that? Somebody was a spy. Do you understand that? Jesus had two disciples and he said, one of you is a devil. Praise the name of the Lord. No, just turn it. Just turn it. Praise the Lord. Say, one of you is what now? A devil. Judas was an extension of what now? The enemy. To execute what now? The agenda of the enemy. Now, brethren, there are two categories of people. You are either a spy who has come to spy out what now? The naked, the weaknesses. Do you understand that? When the enemy wants to attack you, he comes to spy. When you talk about nakedness, talking about the openings. You understand? The areas where you can be what now? Attacked. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? When a people sin, they are made what now? Naked. They are vulnerable to satanic what now? Attacks. Are we spies? Do you understand the point? If the enemy is here, somebody did what now? Brought him in. He came, somebody is hosting him. Now that's a spy. That was the first accusation. You are what now? Spies. You have come to see the nakedness. You know, when Balaam wanted to curse Israel, he had to look for what now? The hinder parts. Amen. He had to look for the openings, the weaknesses. From there he could attack them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Joseph said, you are what now? Spies. Verse 10. And they said, no, my Lord. But to buy food are the servants come. Now look at what they said. We are all one man's what now? Son. Of the same father. Brethren, are we of the same father? Yes. Eh? Yes. Well, these words are going to be proved. Amen. 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 This is their testimony. He said, we are all one man's what now? Sons. Two, he said, we are true men. Ha. Praise God. Now, the funny part is that the person that they were talking to knew them. But they did not know. I don't know if you understand the story. The Lord is here. Do you believe that? He's seeing into all our what now? Our hearts. Great is the Lord and greatly to... The Lord is seeing my heart. It was very funny. Joseph was standing. I'm sure he could, it's just that the situation was painful. He would have been smiling. Are you getting my point? If not that the situation was pain to him. Because he came and looked and there was no Benjamin. He said, oh my God. Are you getting my point? What happened to me has also what now happened to Benjamin. He didn't see Benjamin. And he said, no. He said, we are true men, thy servants are no what now? Spies. He said, no. But to come to see the nakedness of the land, are you come? And they said, story is coming out, small. Thy servants are what now? 12 brethren, the sons of one man, in the land of Canaan. He said, and behold, the youngest is this day with who? Our father, and one is not. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, the truth, you know, a time comes in our lives when we have to face up with who we are and the things we have done. Jacob had the same experience when, do you understand, he was returning home. And he heard that Esau was coming. You know, Jacob did something to Esau. It was an unresolved business. With all his miracles and prosperity, there was a matter that was what? Unsettled. And there was no way Jacob could return back to his father's house without resolving that matter. Friend, there are matters to resolve in our lives. Some of them are old. Some of them are new. Some of them are shallow. Some are deep. But God will resolve those matters before we can move further in God. There are dimensions of glory that we are at the threshold of. But certain issues must be what now? Settled. We cannot handle that glory with the kind of soul nature that we have presently. Certain things must happen, brethren. God is saying, we are going nowhere. These matters must be sorted out. Must be resolved. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, and Joseph said to them, this is what I said. You understand? You are spies. Hallelujah. He says, hereby shall ye be what now? Proved. Brethren, you see, we are to be proved. The words of our mouths are going to be what now? Proved. Amen. He says, by the life of Pharaoh, you will not move anywhere. Hallelujah. Except your youngest brother, what now? Come hither. Now, who is Benjamin? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Benjamin was the only son of Israel. Now, let me explain that. Jacob had 11 sons. Israel had what? One son. I don't know if I'm making sense to you. Jacob was the only son that Israel had. Sorry, Benjamin, in his new nature. All the other sons were born as what now? Jacob. Israel had only one son, Benjamin. Now, Benjamin represents the man child. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this child is born in sorrow. Through rough, painful what now? Experiences. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Through painful experiences, through much tribulation, he was bettered. And the woman said, son of my pain, son of my sorrow. But the father said, no, son of my strength, son of my right hand. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, through much tribulation, we will enter into the kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Benoni will become Benjamin. Hallelujah. Our momentary afflictions, which are but for a moment, worketh for us a far exceeding greater weight of glory. So as we pass through these experiences, God is proving us so that we can bring forth Benjamin. Amen. 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 So Benjamin represents that which is in the heart of God. You know, Joseph and Benjamin were from the same mother. Praise the name of the Lord. Now Joseph is a type of our Lord Jesus Christ. While Benjamin represents the church of the firstborn. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Joseph is attached to Benjamin. He said, no business, nothing happens until Benjamin comes. And brethren, beyond that, Benjamin also means, you could say, the love of the brethren. Do you understand? Love for one, what now? Another. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 16 says, send one of you and let him fetch your brother. And you shall be kept where? In prison, that your words may be what? Proved, whether there is any truth in you. Or else, by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies. Praise the name of the Lord. But then, we have to decide. By the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies. But then, any man can be an instrument in the hand of the devil. Do you understand the point, brethren? Any individual can become an extension of the kingdom of the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. And that person becomes what now? A spy. Through him, the enemy can peep and know what's happening in your home, in your fellowship. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you a spy? Or are you a true man? Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, by prison, all of us are going to be what now? Proved. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, and he put them all together in prison for what? How many days? 3 days. Brethren, within these 3 days, these matters are going to be sorted out. You know, Abraham went on a journey with Isaac. And they journeyed. While they were going on that journey, he took 2 young men, right? 2 servants. He cut the wood and laid it upon the servants. They were carrying the burden. And they continued to go. You know the story. For Isaac, it was a jamboree. Do you understand the point, brethren? Isaac was chatting, observing flowers, chasing lizards, and kept going. No problem. Because the servants were what now? Carrying the load for him. But brethren, on the 3rd day, Abraham looked up and he began to see the mountain. Something was going to change. He turned to the 2 young men and said, what? Your journey does what? Ends here. Brethren, there is a dimension where servants cannot go. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a dimension where servants cannot go. There is a story where Ishmael is not in the program. Praise the name of the Lord. He's not. You see, so up to a point, we have walked according to the imaginations of what now? Our hearts. We have allowed certain Ishmaelite nature and character, even in the ministry. Praise the name of the Lord. In our life, in our attitude. But a time comes when God says, I will not reckon with who now? With Ishmael. You know, God said, I will bless this man. Yeah, because he's a son of Abraham. You could say that Ishmael is a Christian, but a carnal what now? Christian. Someone who still is in the natural. But he can only come up to what? To a point. And the story, the chapter does what? Closes. He said, send him away. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, God is saying something so vital to us at this point in time. There are certain aspects of our lives that must be terminated. My life must be terminated. So that he said that wars will cease. Praise the name of the Lord. He said they shall not hurt or devour or bite anymore. We are in my holy mountain. Some of us, you know, in the home, you don't know how irritable you can be. Do you understand? Until you get married. Amen. Amen. It's only as you get married that you begin to see certain aspects of your life. And then you begin to call upon the Lord to do what now? To address that matter. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, God can address it. Any aspect of our life that we submit unto the Lord, he can deal with that matter. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So it came to a point, the servant said, stop here. Your journey stops here. Amen. The young men, said 2 young men. You know, the Bible said that the glory of the young men is where? In their strength. Their young men came to a point, they became weary. And their strength did what now? Failed them. And he now took the load. You know, wood means humanity, right? It means carnality, right? And he put it on who now? Isaac. Isaac began to feel the weight of his fleshliness. Before then, fellowship had been Pentecostal. Do you understand that? My helper, oh, my helper. My helper, oh, my. Praise God. There is something that makes me come into your. Oh yes. But bring a time comes when a word, a particular kind of word begins to come and you begin to feel the weight of your fleshliness. You begin to feel the burden and you know that this thing needs to go. For the first time, Isaac began to ask questions. Are you getting my point? He now began to observe. He said, brother, do you understand me? He never asked this question before this time. He said, huh? He counted. He said, I see fire. I see woods. I even see knife. Something is not wrong. Brother, do you understand me? he began to ask. Brethren, it's time for us to ask ourselves questions. Where is that nature that God requires? Where is that lamb nature? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Where is what? The lamb. Brethren, God, John said, I saw what now? A lamb that had been what now? Slain. You must see that lamb. I must see that lamb. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the nature that God is what now? Requiring of us. Abraham spoke to him by faith. Amen. I said, my son, the Lord shall what? Provide himself with a lamb for sacrifice. Brethren, there's something I discovered there. You know, they joined, there was a word that is used commonly. The two walked what now? Together. That word is used about two times or three times, I can't remember. And they continued together. And they joined what now? Together. I noticed that before then, maybe Isaac was, do you understand the point? But there was a closeness that began to develop between the father and what now? And the son. Because they were nearing the place of final what now? Sacrifice. Brethren, our relationship with God must change at this time. Certain things must change about our lives. We must come into a covenant of intimacy, a covenant of closeness, a covenant of listening. Isaac began to ask questions. He began to, you know, reason in a particular way. And God began to answer him. Praise the name of the Lord. There was a union that developed over this stretch of the journey. Only the father and the son. All the noisemakers had gone. Praise the name of the Lord. Until they got to that point, Abraham laid the altar. He prepared the altar. He laid the wood. He put Isaac. He tied Isaac. Hallelujah. He stretched out his knife. My God. Brethren, believe me, it's a story that is too deep. Brethren, I cannot understand it. I have to be frank with you. When you say that Abraham is a father of faith, he must give birth to a people like himself. Hallelujah. He must give birth. What was in that man? Brethren, but this is what God has been looking for in humanity. When God got Abraham, God began to dance in the heavens. Come and see, oh, come and see. Do you understand, brethren? In Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs 27:11. He said, my son, be wise and make me glad so that I may have an answer for him who reproacheth me. Amen. All the slander. You know, the Bible says that the devil slandered God from the beginning. God found a man who answered him. Hallelujah. And brethren, heaven erupted. God opened his mouth and gave me a blank check. He said, because you have done this thing. Hallelujah. He said, in blessing I will bless you. Hallelujah. In multiplying I will multiply you. But then God released everything to him. But then the devil shut up. Hallelujah. The devil shut up. Because something had been broken in the heavens. God found a man who became obedient unto what now? Unto death. You know, God said, I have this man. Anything I ask him, he will do for me. If I say, lay down your life and die, he will do what? He would. Paul said, I do not count my life even dear unto me. But then where are these men? Hallelujah. We are living in a generation when people are so concerned about their career. People are compromising God for their career, for their business, for money. We're making big plans for ourselves. God is going to make demands. And brethren, I think we begin to realize that you are just not in this world for any of these things. You are being packaged as a sacrifice. And the man who is packaging you has the right to demand anything of you. If some of us, you know, I used to wonder in those days, why would God allow men to come to Africa and die? Praise the name of the Lord. I believe God was proving a point. Amen. In the death of some of his saints, God was proving a point to the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Some, he will allow them to die. to prove a point. And brethren, in doing that, God gets glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, do you know why? As long as these men are on this earth, they are challengers to the title of the devil, the prince of this world. Do you understand that? These men being here in the world but not of the world, they constitute God's kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And that was why God said, he said, that is why it is now became a proverb that in the mountain of the Lord, hallelujah, some says God shall be seen. Praise the name of the Lord. There's an aspect of God that cannot be seen until we come to the point of final word now, sacrifice. Amen. God reserves an aspect of himself only for those who are obedient. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also, where now, in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be what now? Equal with God. He did not decide to retain his dignity and glory, but he made himself of what? No reputation. Brethren, how much fight do we do to sustain our what now? Reputation. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody was going around saying certain things about me. And somebody said, did you hear what so-and-so said? Go and talk with the person that he talked to. I said, no. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If the person that he talked to comes to ask me, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will respond. But I wouldn't go about and say, this so-and-so said something about me. You can't defend your reputation. There was something Brother Boss said, you may want God to vindicate you. Some people were never vindicated until they died. They went to their graves carrying the reproach. Do you understand that? But they stood and carried the testimony of Jesus Christ. It is God that vindicates. God says, vengeance is what now? It's mine. If only we will leave vengeance to the Lord, some of the things we stress ourselves, we do not need to. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, we have come to that point when God is saying, your ultimate purpose for being in existence is to package yourself as what now? A living, that at the end of the day, I am going to be what now? Presented. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand me? He said that he might present. What happened? See, let me go back to the story of Laban. Laban, after searching the house, found what now? He found nothing. Did he find anything? No, he didn't find, but the devil found something. Amen. The spirits found what now? Something. And Rachel paid for it. But you see, there's a principle that is there. Jacob told, he said, you don't search it alone. Go and call your what now? Your kinsmen. Let me call my what now? Kinsmen. So that they will observe the searching and confirm if there is any property you have that is here. Now, when Jesus was preparing himself as a sacrifice, you know, that's why he didn't bother with so many things. He stood. He was accused. And people were seeing, and he just shut his mouth. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, he didn't bother with all that. Pilate said, don't you hear what they are what now? Leveling against you. See, that's not my business. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 He said he made himself of no what now? Reputation. Brethren, we fight for our reputation. We try to sustain our imagined, you know, importance. Reputation. Brethren, we struggle to defend it. We spend so much energy. Yet he made himself of no reputation. He said, I'm being found in fashion as what now? A man. He humbled what now? Himself. And became obedient unto what? Death. Even the death of what now? The cross. Wherefore? You know what that means? Because of what? This. It wasn't the miracles he did that got him promotion. Brethren, are we together? It wasn't the signs and wonders, the people he raised from the dead, all that. No, it was because what? He became obedient unto death. He said it, I could have asked my father, and he would have sent what now? 12 legions, if it was fight. Are we together, brethren? And he could have done that. But he said, no, this is my father's will. For this purpose, I did what now? I came. Has it ever occurred to you that the purpose for which you came here is to die the death of the cross? Brethren, everything you have here is just by permission. And any time it can be demanded of you. Praise the name of the Lord. Your career can be demanded of you. Your money can be demanded of you. Your life can be demanded of you. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, when we begin to understand this, a lot of things change. We expend so much energy trying to get somebody to apologize to us. It's when you get the apology, then you now feel good. You don't need an apology. All you need is to forgive. Do you understand that? If you don't forgive, you are in prison. Brethren, are we together? If you carry a grudge, you are in prison. That's what Jesus said. He said that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to set at liberty them that are what now? Bruised. Those who are hurting, who are wounded, they are bound. They are in captivity. When you forgive, you release what now? Yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, do you understand that? So there's no long story about it. Well, he did that to me. During this time he did this to me. Then he did this to me. All those stories are not what now? They're not necessary. If you have the understanding that you are being prepared to be what now? An offering. When they say, Paul, they will do this. Paul said, none of this is what now? Move me. I want to come to the point where he could say, I am now ready to be what now? Offered. Have you come to that point? Do you know what it means to say, I am now ready? Every sacrifice must be inspected. Is that what the Bible says? Yes. Every sacrifice must be what? He said, I am now ready to be what now? Offered. You know what? I have been inspected. Praise the name of... Hallelujah. You know, you read a scripture, you just glance over it. I am now ready to be offered. It means I have been tested and I have been what now? Approved. All of us are going to be tested. Brethren, you are being tested. I am being tested. Tomorrow, when something happens, remember it. When you're passing through a terrible situation, remember you're being tested. Amen. 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 When somebody steps on your toes, remember you are being what now? Tested. When you are being offered that, you say, my son, if sinners entice you, don't what now? Consent to them. You are being tested. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You must be packaged well. Jesus, he stood there. They finished testing him. They found no fault in him. And he went to the cross. He poured out his blood. Praise the name of the Lord. It didn't end there. He went to hell. Amen. Amen. Because there was no spot in him, death had nothing to do what now? To hold on to. He couldn't hold him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When he rose from the dead, Mary Magdalene saw him and went to touch him. Said, hold it. I have not yet what now? Ascended. What was he to do? He was to take that blood and go before the Father. And the Father would say, go and call, you know the man. Call him. Bring your king's men and come. And come and check. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? They came. They had to check. Say now, if you see anything there, talk. Talk. Say, well, you see, talk. He said, I find no spots. And God says, note. Go and write it. Sign it. Write it down and what now? Sign. You're a liar. Sign it. Put it down in writing. Let me have it. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? He had to do that. So that today, if I plead the blood, I have an affidavit signed by him. Hallelujah. He has no reply to it. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Yes. He said, because of this, he became the author of eternal what now? Salvation. Unto all who what now? Obey him. All who do what? Obey him. Praise the name of the Lord. So brethren, obedience is at various what now? Levels. But God is putting us through situations. And in every situation we pass, he expects us to do what he what now? Tells us to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, bear this in mind. If you don't learn anything, learn that the purpose of your life is to be packaged as what now? A sacrifice without spot, blemish, wrinkle, or any such thing. Now I want to close. I want to read something from Peter. There are so much scriptures we could have read, but I just read this. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 5. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 5. Let me just read that and try to shut down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 5. I read from verse 8. Am I right? Is that 1st or 2nd Peter now? 1st Peter 5, 8. Let me see. Okay, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist what? Steadfastly in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are what? Accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while. Brethren, these afflictions are for what now? A while. They're never permanent. Sometimes they look like they will be permanent. They are never permanent. I had a brother, a friend who had an accident. He had about 12 fractures. But then he broke about every breakable bone. It was a head-on collision, 2 buses. When his elder brother came, his leg here was facing this way. This one here was facing this way. You understand? Broken. Broke his hands, broke his legs, broke his ribs, broke his shoulder, everywhere. When he was in the hospital, it was like, will I ever get out of this place? But some 2 years later, I saw him. He was playing football. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I just remembered, your problem, sometimes they have voices. They tell you you will die in this thing. You won't come out of this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. That's all you keep hearing. But brethren, the afflictions are what? Momentary. They are for a while. Praise the name of the Lord. And it says here, after you have suffered a while, it says you should do what now? Make you what? Perfect. Now, the Greek word there, perfect, is the word katatizo. And it means to make you perfect, to make you complete, to thoroughly repair you. Thoroughly adjust you, to fit you, to frame you, to mend you, to perfectly join you together, to prepare you, to restore you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now this is the work that God wants to do in you. That's what he said. I didn't say that. Praise the name of the Lord. He wants to repair all that sin has done in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. The next word he uses was what now? Establish you. The word there is sterizo. It means to establish, to set fast, to fix you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To turn resolutely. To make you set your face like what now? Like flint. Praise the name of the Lord. If you were somebody who was going this way and that way, that experience that you have passed through will do what now? Will set you. David said, it is good for me that I have been what now? Chastened. Amen. I had an experience recently that really caused me to review my practice, my ethics. I got into trouble. Praise the name of the Lord. And it was serious trouble that made me to sit down and review certain things that I do. Amen. Amen. I had to go before God. And God began to point out this, that. And brethren, you find out that God dealt with us as with what now? Sons. Praise the name of the Lord. He sets you resolutely in the right way. Amen. He says to turn resolutely in a certain direction. Praise the name of the Lord. The third word is what now? Strengthen. Stay no. It means to strengthen. That is to confirm in spiritual knowledge and power. Amen. 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 How would you like to be established in spiritual knowledge? To know the truth. And the truth does what now? Sets you what? Free. Releases you from certain attitudes, certain habits, certain propensities, certain tendencies that have plagued you over years. Amen. Peter said that he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from what now? From sin. Brethren, as we begin to obey God, you know, there are people whom God will not begin to deal in this way because they don't respond to him. Do you understand that? If you respond, he will deal with you. The more you respond, the more he will what now? Deal with you. Praise the name of the Lord. Those who come nearer, he will deal much more harshly with them. Because he wants them to be partakers of what? His holiness. Amen. He says it's the Son that he loves, that he what now? He chastens. The Son whom he's receiving. And receiving. And receiving. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. He said, come out from among them and I will do what? I will receive you. Some come and God says, stop there. He resists the proud. Amen. Amen. I had a story, you know, there was a teacher I had who taught us what it means to resist somebody. He said, somebody stand up, and the person stands up and is coming. You just put your hand like this. Praise the name of the Lord. And the person is coming, you just leave your hand like that. You are what? Resisting the person. But then God resists the proud. Amen. He will always resist the proud. But he gives grace to who now? To the humble. The humble is very low. Brethren, if you are humble in heart, even when you fall down, God will do what now? He will assist you and lift you up. It's the attitude of the heart that determines how far you and I are going to go with God. Praise the name of the Lord. Finally, he says, settle you. I want to be settled. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, he says here, he says, is the word, themelo. To lay a basis for us to erect, consolidate, lay the foundation, ground us, and settle us. So that we become what now? Immovable. Not tossed to and what now? Fro. Sometimes circumstances can shake our hearts. Do you understand me, brethren? Things are going bad. Everybody becomes afraid. What will happen to me? But brethren, we need to come to that point. As we submit to the dealings of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. God said he will settle us. We shall become consolidated. We shall become rooted and what now? Grounded. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, in conclusion, I just feel led to go back and ask, what kind of prisoner are you? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, Joseph was in prison. He said, look, I'm here. I didn't do what now? Anything. But in my prison, I am being prepared to become a savior. Brethren, are we together? There is a suffering that has nothing to do with what you have done. Amen. Paul said that I might fill up in my what now? Body. That which is left of the sufferings of who now? Of Christ. I am identifying with him. So that I can also share what now? His glory with him. In the church today, you know, when you look around to all the Christmas programs, it's breakthrough night. Crossover night. And then we are coming with all kinds of ridiculous things. Say, who did this? Who shut my gate? You know, all kinds of funny things. I don't understand them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is not a supermarket. God is raising up sons. Brethren, are we together? There are some dealings of God that come upon us to prune us, to shape us, to perfect us. And God says, in the midst of all that, remain steadfast. Praise the name of the Lord. These things will work out something in what now? In our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But I just want to thank God. I believe that we are at this threshold. May the Lord prepare our hearts. Many things are going to change, brethren. Many of us came out of the denominations. And somehow we seem to believe in our hearts that this place is where God wants us to be. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It couldn't be. Amen. 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 The heart must continue the journey. We have made the physical coming out. This heart must do what? Must make another move. Praise the name of the Lord. And certain things must be left behind, brethren. We need to drop them so that we can make progress in God. Praise the name of the Lord. As the Lord works in our hearts, may He perfect our obedience. May the Lord find the people whom we say, come, and they will come. He said, Jesus said to the people who are fishing, follow me. They left everything, and what? They followed Him. They kept responding. They kept obeying. It came to a point when He told Peter, Peter, this is how you are going to die. You would have thought Peter would stop. Do you understand that? Peter was told now how he was going to die. How would you feel now if you know that in the next 2 weeks you'll be crucified? You won't be sleeping very well. Is that correct? You will not be what? Sleeping. Why? Because we are still so tied up to the natural world now. Life. We want to preserve our life. Peter not only slept well, he was telling the brethren, the Lord has shown me. He was glad. Brethren, I don't know if you understand me. I'm asking, what kind of people were these? What really happened to them to bring them to this world now? Point. It's easy to read these things, so I read them. Paul said, I am ready. Praise the name of the Lord. History tells us that, the church was cheering him. Amen. Are we together? That they were cheering him when he was kneeling down. They were saying, Paul, they were healing him. Hallelujah, brethren. It's contrary to all that we know. He knelt down like he was not afraid. Praise the name of the Lord. He was not shaking. Something had happened inside that man. But something must happen inside us. Something must happen to change us. And you must not be content. You must not relax until you begin to experience that change. That a man can look and say, I delight in infirmities. Believe me, brethren, I don't. Are we together, brethren? You understand? But I know that I need to. To come to a point when, Paul said, look at my ministry. By fastings, tribulations. Do you understand that? Hunger. That doesn't sound like any of the big ministers today. Does it? No. But brethren, he said, these things, I rejoice in them. I rejoice in my sufferings. Hallelujah. But may these words build us. May they not judge us. May they lift us up. May they bring us to that place where God wants us to be. God bless you all.
Well, I just feel like leading us, helping us to be able to pray. I see the high calling of God. It's like that. It's up there, and I just wonder who can say, we're able to measure up. It's so high. Even if we jump and jump and jump and climb, just wondering whether we can get there. But I think that God knows our ability. He knows what He has put in us. He has a purpose in His heart. And, God doesn't throw words like that. He knows that He has a people here who would hear, understand, and be able to come up to that place. So He knows. If God knows us, He knows how we are made up, what we are made of. He knows our capacity. He knows that we'll be able to carry it. It's like, He's just coming step by step, step by step. But this one is quite high. But I think that we can respond to Him. We can respond to our Father who has spoken to us. I want us to read from Philippians chapter 3. And I'll just read it and then we can respond to God. It's this same Paul that was writing. He says, finally, my brethren, says, rejoice in the Lord. He says, to write the same thing to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Then in verse 2 he says, we should beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the circumcision. The English circumcision, the English Standard Version puts it, say, beware of mutilators, those who mutilate the flesh. It says, we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit, in the spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. He said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he had whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Then he went ahead in verse 5 to say, circumcise the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law a Pharisee. He now enumerated his credentials in the physical. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Then he says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable into his death, unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. In verse 12 he says, not as though I have already attained, either we are already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. In verse 13 it says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Then in verse 14 he says, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in God in Christ. Let us therefore as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Amen. I think that the only thing I see we can do tonight, brethren, is to press on. It's a high calling of God. It's a high calling of God. We need to forget the past. We need to forget our credentials. Hallelujah. And press on. When we look forward to this high calling, we will find out that all that we have attained, all that we have, will be like dung if we're able to see this high calling. Abraham had to offer Isaac. He had to. Practically. And God will expect us to act. But brethren, it starts from the obedience starts from the heart. You know, at times, you know, we consider obedience as what I will do for God. Oh, what I will do for God. That's why the people will have there in the outer court, they will go and build pews. They build marble lecterns. They provide the ACs. They say, I will take care of the ACs. They build buildings, churches. They call churches. They think that that is obedience. Brethren, obedience is yieldedness. It has to do with our hearts. Abraham never uttered any word. He never told anybody. He just took Isaac and off. He had 3 days to think about what he was doing. He had 3 good days. Am I still sane? Am I this thing I'm doing? He never told anybody, because if he had told the wife, you know what would have happened. But brethren, he went on. Hallelujah. This is a matter between me and God, between you and God. And it has to do with your heart. Praise the name of the Lord. That is obedience. Will we yield? Will we submit? What we need to do is to yield. Is to yield to Him. Is to yield. Is to submit. That's what God requires of us. Sacrifices and offering. He does not require. But a body. A broken and a contrite heart, He will not despise. Can we respond to Him? Can we respond to our Father? Can we respond to Him? Can you respond to Him? It got to a point where the Lord told us it was a heart-to-heart talk between Abraham and Isaac. And the wood had to be placed on him. He began to feel the weight of his flesh and carnality. We need to see our unworthiness. We need to see how high this calling is. Paul saw it. It's high. But God knows that we can attain to that height. That's why He's calling us. And He knows that there are men and women and young people and infants that can submit to this word. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads. Bow our heads. You just respond to God in your heart. Just say something to Him. Turn your heart to Him. Yield your heart to Him. Says, my son, give me your heart. He wants our yieldedness. He wants our hearts to submit to Him. Hallelujah. He wants us to be willing slaves to Him. Hallelujah. Ask God, ask His Spirit to show you how you can respond to Him. You feel like doing something? You just do it. You feel like just standing up. Hallelujah. 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 You just feel like doing something to help your faith. And maybe the only thing we can do is to just stand on our feet. Just stand on your feet. Not to show yourself to anybody, but to say to God, you see me. To tell God, Lord, I'm not ashamed of the crowd. To say to God, I want your help to move on to this high calling. To say to God, Lord, I've heard your voice. I count all things as dung. Create in me the mind that was in Christ Jesus. Grant me the grace.
Father, Lord God, who created the heavens and the earth, who made man for himself, who has called us unto yourself, Lord God, our Father and our God, we come before you and we lay bare before you, Lord God. You know the intent of the heart. Lord God, who created us, and you know at this time that you will speak to us the words that you are speaking to us. Lord God, Lord God, we as puny men have come and we have said in our hearts, is this possible? Well, Lord God, with thee all things are possible. Lord God, with thee all things are possible. Lord God, with thee you can make that which is dirty clean. Lord God, you can make that which is dead clean. Lord God, you can bring life from dead things. Lord God, you are the one that collect those things that are not as though they are. Lord, you frame the earth. You frame the heavens. Lord God, even the very heavens can't contain thee. Lord God, what more earth? What more wretched me, my God? Lord, we come to you. Who is able, more than able? You are more than able to deliver us. Lord, we come to have confidence in the works of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we come with our hearts bowed and we say as it is to you. Lord, we say to you that we have done that which is not right before thy presence. Lord, we repent to dust and ashes. Lord God, we pour dust upon our head. And we say to you, we are vile in nature, Lord God. Change us, my Father. Lord God, change us. Break asunder these stony hearts. My God, we will not leave you until you change us. My God, we do not know how, but we know that you will change us. We know that you will change us. We will change to better, Lord God. Oh, our God, our King, our God, we confess with our mouths. This day, Lord God, we have sinned against heaven and earth. We have not done that which you have spoken. We have done that which you have conjured in our hearts, O God. Have mercy upon our souls, Lord Jesus. Deliver us, my Father, from our nativity, Lord God. Deliver us from our families, my Father. Deliver us from our intellect, that which you have learnt from childhood, O God. We come to you, Lord God. We know and we know and we know thou art a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. My Father, we have sought you, Lord God. But we have gone our way, my God. We have done that which seemeth right unto us, O God. We have spoken lies, my Father. We have lifted up our voices and we have spoken evil against one another, Lord God. Jesus, that you might have compassion upon us, O Lord God. Deliver your church, my Father. Deliver your church, my Father, Lord God. You are not a respecter of persons, my Father. You are a spirit, the Father of all spirits, my Father. Did you not say, Lord God, that them that walk in thy spirit are thy your sons, my Father. My God, open our ears, Lord Jesus, that we might hear your voice, that you might distill down into our soul, that we might resonate down into our soul, that we might begin to walk that you have called us. Hey, my God, let your will and your purposes be found in our members, my Father. For it shall be a shameful thing, Lord God, that we called you Lord, Lord, and yet you will say unto us, be that cast in hell, Lord God. Jesus, Jesus, deliver us, O God. Deliver us, my Father, Lord God. Deliver us, Jesus. My God, our King, deliver us. Take us away from playing church, my Father. Bring us to the place where we reverence you, Lord God. Oh, come unto your church, my Father, Lord God. Oh, we cry out unto you, Lord God. Deliver your people, my Father, Lord God. Oh, my God. Oh, you saved us. You saved us with that strong arm, my Father. Lord God, we have gone our separate ways, Lord Jesus. Call us back to yourself, O God. Lord, even that day you gave Saul another heart, O God. And he began to prophesy, Lord Jesus, oh, that you give us a heart that is amenable in thy hands, O God. A heart that is tender. My God, a heart that is tender before you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, it's a haughty look. A proud heart. My God, you resist. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Oh, that you might bring these things, distill them, Lord God, into our bones. That we might see that which you're doing at this time. King of kings, Lord of lords, you that scattered the reins, you that know the whole heart. Oh God, you created them yourself. My God, can no man tell you a lie and go scot-free? Jesus, extend thy mercy upon your church, Lord God. Oh, let thy tenderness, oh God, become our tenderness, my Jesus. Let our emotions, oh God, be like yours, oh God. That I might be able to allow that man that has defrauded me, my Father, Lord God. That I might be able to allow the sister that has defrauded me, Lord God. Let it be so in our hearts, oh God. For there's nothing, Lord God, that a man, who is that man that is not raised of God? Lord, you said that you raise that vile man from dust and you make him a king. And you make kings to come down to earth, oh God. Jesus, you rule in the affairs of men. Lord God, you rule in the hearts of men. Rule in our hearts, O God. Change our heart, Lord God, that we might come clean before you, O God. Lord Jesus, you've been speaking this word unto us, O God, for how many years? For how many years, Lord God? Yet we begin to arrogate it to ourselves, O God. I'm bigger and bigger and better than the next person, Lord God. My God! Did you not say that we all are brethren? Oh, my King. Did you not say that no one is above another, oh God? Oh, distill it in our hearts that we might begin to walk the right walk that you have called us, Jesus. Bring us in, oh God, at this hour. Oh, break asunder this stony heart, oh God. Break it asunder, Lord God. Smash it to smithereens, Lord Jesus. That we might see that which you're doing, O God. Lord, we cry from the depths of our heart, O God, that you might forgive us. O Lord, that we'll be not people that will repent and forget that which we have said to thee, O God. O God, that we'll be changed for better, Lord Jesus. Let a new song be given to us. Let a new song be given to us in this night hour, Lord God. This song that we'll be singing early in the morning, our Father. Hey! Deliver us, O God. Deliver us from church. Deliver us from the knowledge that puffeth up, O God. Deliver us, Lord God, this ability to make ourselves kings in your house. Oh, deliver us from using our own hands to build ourselves. Jesus, that we might be submissive to your spirit, O God. That we might be submissive to your dealings, O God. That we might be submissive to you, Lord Jesus. That we be not like the men of old who wandered the desert for 40 years and yet didn't enter, Lord God. Lord, you said that you have brought us out to the wilderness to test our hearts. That our hearts, O God, will be like those 20-year-olds that believed you, O God. Lord, when you walked upon this earth, you kept saying, believest thou this? For our faith lieth in that. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we pray for vessels that you have used. We pray for them that they also will walk in this way, O God. We pray for them. We ask for strength. We ask for an upliftment for them. Lord, we ask for a sight that they've never known before. Lord, an opening of an ear that they've never, that's never been opened before. That they will hear you. That you quicken their feet. That they might walk the walk also. Lord God, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you because you're a faithful God. Lord God, you remained faithful. You remained faithful in the name of our Lord Jesus.